How do you do? Letting go of dreams long held can be traumatic to the soul. But sometimes letting go of the old may be the only way to reach out and grab the new. Where there is no vision, the people perish. The woman in this story learned that she has a helper who not only furnishes the vision, but is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that she could ask or think, because her heart and mind and life are unshackled.
So, Linda, you say you're home on furlough.
Yes, I'm a missionary living in India. We travel to other nearby countries.
And how long will you be here in the States?
Another couple of weeks.
Well, that's good, because you need surgery.
I do. What's wrong?
Well, you have a disease called endometriosis.
Is that why I have pain?
Yes, you have cysts on both your ovaries. We're going to need to operate to remove them. It's major surgery, Linda. You'll probably never be able to have children.
Shining the light of the world into the darkness, this is Unshackled, true life stories dramatized and produced in Chicago by Pacific Garden Mission. A feeling of self-reproach hovers over homeless people, guilt at their sad predicament. That kind of censure is not present at Pacific Garden Mission, where every life is valued. Hundreds of men, women, and children come to the old lighthouse each day seeking shelter. And thanks to friends who care enough to send financial gifts, the mission provides their needs. Food, fresh clothing, and a clean, safe place to sleep, all without charge. Even medical and dental care is given to resident guests. Pastors and counselors share the truth that makes them free. Now for broadcast around the earth, here is program number 3204 in the series Unshackled, the program that makes you face yourself and think.
Linda, you have a tiny baby girl.
Praise God.
She's premature, so she's not out of the woods yet.
Please, save her.
If this were America, her chances would be greater, but this is Pakistan.
What about the American hospital?
Well, they have an incubator, but I have no way to get the baby there.
I'll take her.
Hurry.
Don't get your hopes up, Linda. At 26 weeks, the baby doesn't have much chance of surviving.
The woman in our story had faced trials before, but this would be her biggest challenge. This is the story of how she overcame them. The conclusion of Linda Kropp's true testimony right now on Unshackled.
Our missionary team had spent several years in Europe doing tent evangelism. Then, 24 of us had driven overland to India, passing through Greece and Turkey. Coming from a small town in Illinois, the world expanded before my eyes, and I loved learning about other people and cultures. We sewed clothes for orphans and held large feeding events as part of outdoor revivals. From India, we also served the people of Sri Lanka and Bangladesh.
So many beggars on the street. It's so sad.
And I thought India was poor.
India is rich compared to this country.
I've never seen such poverty as this. Ragged children, maimed and scrawny. How are we to help them if we can't have open outdoor meetings?
At least we're allowed to visit the hospitals and pray for people.
We have to pray that God's Holy Spirit will draw them to Christ.
We know it's true what Jesus said. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him. And I will raise him up at the last day.
I'd like to raise them up right now from the squalor. Our team grew as we took in nationals, so we divided to include Pakistan in our ministry. Most of us were single and dedicated to staying that way. But I was attracted to Mitch, another single missionary who traveled with us to India. I met him in Illinois when I joined the ministry, and I felt drawn to him. But I struggled with my feelings because he was ambivalent towards me, sometimes friendly, sometimes not.
Do you want something, Linda?
The meeting lasted late tonight, and Susan and I need someone to ride with us back to the compound.
Don't expect me to ride back with you.
I wasn't asking you. I was letting you know that we need someone to go with us. Women aren't supposed to travel alone.
I know that.
You should. You're head of the office, and I'm supposed to let you know my plans.
Okay. I'll find someone to go with you.
Mitch and I became friends. Yet he often hurt my feelings with his impatient, brusque manner. No one on our team ever died, but most of us suffered severe illness, including dysentery and hepatitis. In 1979, I was on a team working in Lahore, Pakistan, when I came down with the mumps, leaving me housebound and isolated. When I began getting better, I used the time to pray for team members, but Mitch was the last one on my prayer list. Lord, you know my heart. Help me love Mitch as you love him, Father. Your word says, let love be without dissimulation. And I pray that you will bless him with your wisdom to lead us according to your will. I was 25 that year, and our team traveled to Italy, where a young man there asked me to marry him. When we returned to India for revival meetings, I worked in the office with Mitch.
File these, would you? And try not to scramble them.
I'm very diligent about that, Mitch. What's wrong with you?
You just do your job.
You're making it very difficult for me. You're kind of unfriendly, Mitch.
I'm sorry.
Tell me what's wrong. Talk to me.
Well, I wasn't going to talk to you about this yet, but you had a marriage proposal in Italy.
How do you know?
Your friend shared the letter and said you asked her to pray about the offer.
Yes. I haven't answered him yet.
Well, I've been praying about getting married, too. I talked with one of the team leaders, and he asked me if she felt the same way about me, and I told him I thought so.
Oh, well, you're going through what I'm going through.
Well, do you?
You mean you, Mitch Kropp, want to marry me, Linda Mason?
Yes.
Well, I'll pray about it. I couldn't believe what was happening. I had struggled with my feelings for Mitch for so long, and now he wanted to marry me. I did pray for the next 3 days, and God gave me peace about his proposal. Father, thank you for hearing our prayers. I don't want to have a divided heart, Lord. I want whatever you want for us. Guide us into your perfect will. Mitch said nothing to me for 3 days. Then he came into the office and asked me to go up on the roof, which was flat and private. And there he got down on one knee.
Linda, will you marry me?
Yes, I will, Mitch.
Oh, praise the Lord. I've been praying about this for a long time.
You sure had me fooled.
I was trying to hold you at arm's length because I wanted to stay single.
I had such mixed feelings. One minute you were friendly, the next you were rude.
Oh, I'm sorry, Linda. I struggled with my desires, too, because the Lord saved me off the streets of Austin. I was living with women, drinking and using drugs when the Lord delivered me. I wanted only to serve Christ and not be diverted by the flesh.
The Lord has given me peace about us, Mitch.
I want very much to hold you and kiss you, but I'd like us to wait until we're married, okay?
Yes, that's good.
I won't even hold your hand yet. I think the Lord wants us to remain pure in every way.
Mitch left the next day for Sri Lanka, and I joined him there. We spent a week making plans for a wedding 4 months in the future that we would squeeze in between meetings. He worked in Colombo while I went on village outreaches, so I saw him only 3 more times before the wedding. Our families couldn't be there when we married in the children's home we supported. A year later, we came home on furlough and met one another's families. That's when I had surgery for cysts on my ovaries. Back in Sri Lanka, a specialist confirmed the stateside doctor's prognosis. A year later in Singapore, pain drove me to a doctor who put me in the hospital.
How are you feeling, Linda?
Not great. Did they operate?
Yes. The doctor said he removed your left ovary.
Oh, no.
Well, they had no choice, honey.
I'm sorry, Mitch. Now I'll never be able to have children.
No, we can love the ones in the orphanage.
As long as I can remember, I wanted to be a mother with six kids.
Sometimes we have to let go of our dreams and trust in the Lord for the outcome.
God gave me an understanding husband.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.
The doctor in Singapore agreed with the previous doctors and said that I had little hope of ever having children. Another year passed, and on one trip through India, Mitch and I stopped in Madras to see a pastor we knew.
So, Mitch, any good news?
Do you mean, are we expecting a baby?
Yes.
I'm afraid not. Three different doctors on three continents have told me I probably won't be able to have children.
Well, why not?
I have a disease called endometriosis. One of my ovaries was removed in Singapore, which makes it even more difficult.
With men, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible.
Well, that's true, but...
It is God who opens and closes the womb. I will pray for you.
He prayed for us that day, and the following January, I was pregnant for a month before I miscarried. We were thrilled that I was able to get pregnant. 3 months later, we moved to Peshawar, Pakistan, where our ministry was building temporary shelters for Afghan refugees who were flooding the northwest frontier. That September, I got pregnant again and loved everything about expecting a baby. I walked a mile to work in the office, which was too strenuous, and the doctor put me on bed rest. 2 weeks later, I had more problems and went back to her clinic.
Have you been resting?
Yes, I have, doctor.
Well, you're running a fever, so you have an infection.
I don't want to lose this baby.
You're showing signs of premature labor, so I'm going to admit you into the clinic where the nurse can keep an eye on you.
Okay.
One of the women waiting out there wants an abortion, and here you are, fighting to save your child.
That night, I went into labor. Our little girl was born at 9:20. We named her Amy. Mitch took her to the American hospital where they had an incubator, and then he returned to be with me at the clinic. In the morning, he went back to the hospital to check on our baby. But when he returned, the news wasn't good.
She died in the night, Linda.
How can that be? It was a miracle. I even got pregnant. Why, God? Why? I don't understand. We're missionaries. We love Jesus. We're doing what you called us to do. Why?
In a moment, we'll learn more about the miracles in Linda's life. Expand your awareness of this ministry to the world. Visit our website, www.unshackled.org. You'll discover everything you want to know about Pacific Garden Mission. Pictures of the people behind the scenes helping the homeless, reaching out to the community and the world, producing the longest-running radio drama in history. One site fits all at our website, www.unshackled.org. You can request prayer. You can even submit your own testimony for consideration as an unshackled drama. What are you waiting for? Go to www.unshackled.org and be uplifted. Our mailing address is Pacific Garden Mission, 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois 60607. Our email address is unshackled@pgm.org. Please include your address.
It took me a long time to realize that God didn't give me a miracle. He gave me a daughter on loan for a short time. She lived for 3 hours. Hers was a hand-dug grave in the dirt. So much dirt for a tiny grave. I can almost smell the flowers and see the yellow daffodils. There was no counseling, just an outpouring of love from our team.
Are you okay, honey?
Yes.
Who brought the basket of fruit?
The German couple in our team. I heard knocking, but couldn't go to the door. They left the basket on the step with a note.
That was very thoughtful.
Later, she came back and told me how her mother lost a baby boy more than 30 years ago. She said sometimes her mother still cries.
Listen, the church that supports us in Houston sent us 2 one-way tickets home.
Can we go home?
Sure. I think you need to get away for a while. We can come back next year.
We returned to the States on Valentine's Day, 1985, but I got pregnant again. A year and a half later, we lost our second daughter at birth. For me, it was like reliving a nightmare that kept my grief raw. Then, a second miscarriage. But God's word comforted Mitch and me each time. And in 1988, I gave birth to our third daughter.
Oh, the doc says she's healthy, Linda.
I heard her cry, Mitch. What a beautiful sound.
5 pregnancies in 4 years. Not bad for a woman with only one ovary.
We have a baby daughter. Thank you, God.
Oh, yes. I've been thanking him all morning.
I keep thinking of Romans 8:28, how it was on my mind the first time I was ordered bed rest. Only now do I understand why.
And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose.
We were called to be missionaries, Mitch. Now we're parents.
When she's old enough, we can go back into the ministry.
I focused on being a wife and mother while Mitch worked to support the family. But adjusting to life in the States was awkward after having lived overseas for a dozen years. We had grappled with the challenge of different cultures, so life in small-town Illinois was tame. A few years passed, and we were invited to go back in the ministry as missionaries.
Hello?
Kathleen, I'm glad you're home.
Linda, how is your little girl?
Into everything, but I love every minute of it. I don't let her out of my sight, though.
Oh, now don't tell me you're one of those overprotective mothers.
I don't want anything to happen to her.
Well, trust in the Lord, Linda, especially when you go back to the field.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I thought there was an opening.
Well, first we couldn't get the funding we needed. Then we learned that the place is no longer available.
Sounds as if the Lord was closing the doors, at least for now.
At least for now.
So, how is Mitch taking this?
Oh, he's disappointed. But he's decided to go back to school and get an associate degree in electronics.
And you? How do you feel about not going back to the ministry?
The Lord has helped me see that it's not where I am that makes me a missionary. It's who I am.
That's true. You can be a missionary in your own town, to your neighbors, or in the supermarket.
It's the heart attitude, not the latitude. Mitch worked full-time and spent 5 years going to school part-time to get his degree. He graduated with honors. The years passed as we homeschooled our daughter from first grade through high school. Mom died and Dad remarried. Then our daughter graduated and got married. A year later, she was expecting her first baby, and the doctor scheduled a C-section because the baby was breech.
I thought I heard you crying, Linda. What's wrong?
I'm worried about Elizabeth.
No, she'll be okay.
You don't know that. My grandmother and her baby both died in childbirth.
That was many years ago.
I know it's irrational, but I can't help it. What if we lose her?
We won't lose her, Linda.
I keep thinking about Abraham and Isaac.
Isaac didn't die.
No, but sometimes you come down from the mountain with your child, and sometimes you don't.
This will be different. Trust in the Lord. Besides, Abraham knew that no matter what, Isaac would live.
Because God has the power over life and death.
Yes. It's all about trusting the Lord. All of our other children are in heaven with the Lord.
Two days later, our granddaughter was born, healthy and a joy to my heart. That summer, while driving home from church, I was praying specifically to help missions. I had been a stay-at-home mom since our return, only working part-time for a few months when Mitch was laid off from his job.
How was the meeting?
Fine. Mitch, while I was driving home, the Lord gave me insight into how I can help missions more.
Really? How?
Open a thrift store and give all the profits to missions.
Well, we don't have any money to open a store, Linda.
I'll go to the bank and borrow enough to rent a place.
Where will you get the stuff to sell?
I'll pray that God will provide.
Okay, go for it.
Hello?
Kathleen, how is your ministry at the prison going?
Oh, it's just great, Linda. It's wonderful to share the gospel with hurting women.
You're exactly where God wants you to be.
Yes. So how are you doing?
That's why I called. I'd like you to join me in prayer for a new ministry I'd like to start. A thrift store.
How would that be a ministry?
All the profits would go to missions, crisis pregnancy centers, and local food pantries. Huh. All the workers would be volunteers. I want to call it the Lighthouse, because we'll be sharing the light of the world.
Oh, Linda, I haven't heard this kind of excitement in your voice since we were in India.
You've been my prayer partner since 1973, Kathleen. Pray with me.
Of course. Lord, thank you for inspiring my friend to want to serve you in this way. Help her work out whatever it takes to bring this to pass. And Father, if this is not of you, then give her the grace to walk away with her hands open and not hold on.
I began making phone calls, and by Friday, I was driving home from our bank after applying for a small loan. A sliver of doubt crept into my heart as I prayed, and I said, Lord, this is happening too fast. It's only been 6 days. When I got home, I told Mitch about my prayer.
Well, God created the heavens and the earth in 6 days.
That's exactly what came to my mind, honey.
So how'd it go at the bank?
At first, they wanted our house as collateral.
Ugh, no way.
That's what I said, too.
What did they say?
They'll let me know.
And there they are.
Hello? Thank you.
Well?
They approved the loan, Mitch, with no collateral. A month later, in September 2009, we opened our thrift store, and 2 months later, we had to move to a bigger building because we were bursting at the seams. Within 8 months of opening, we expanded into an adjoining store. That wasn't the biggest surprise, though.
I came in to get warm. Is that okay?
Of course. We have some warm coats that might fit you over there on the men's clothing rack.
Oh, I can't afford to buy anything. I lost my job, but I've been sleeping in the car. Sure gets cold out there.
Well, you're welcome to take a coat without paying. All of our items are donated, and we make a charge only to those who can afford to pay, and only because we give the money to the Lord's work.
Oh, I sure could use a warmer coat. Mm. All this stuff was donated, huh?
Yes, by people who love the Lord.
Oh, hey, this one might fit.
Try it on.
My grandma used to talk about the Lord. This is free, huh?
Yes. Let me tell you about something else that's free. Something that will last longer and cover you better than this coat. The gift of salvation through Jesus Christ.
What do you mean, cover me?
God covers your sin when you repent of your sins and believe that Jesus died in your place. The Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the soul that sinneth, it shall die. That's why Jesus died on the cross for your sins. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Well, thank you very much for the coat, ma'am.
You're welcome. There's a tract to take with you. It's free, too.
Thank you. Ma'am, how do I receive God's cover?
Repent and ask Jesus to save you. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
People are getting saved, Linda?
Yes. I thought,
You can't get saved in a thrift store, but God knows better.
You've been away from the mission field too long, honey. People can get saved anywhere.
The thrift store is my mission field, Mitch. It's where the Lord wants me, for now.
I'm amazed at how well everything has gone.
It's the power of prayer and God's blessing. We prayed for donations, and our cup runneth over. The volunteers pray, and the Lord sends things into the store.
It's like Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you."
You know the verse that amazes me, Mitch? Malachi chapter 3, verse 16.
Let me see. "Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name."
He's recording every time we speak about him or think about him. I want my book to be full. In the winter of 2010, we had to move because the landlord wanted to sell our building. God led us to the busiest corner in town, and our thrift store is still going strong. More than 56 people have professed faith in the Lord and been directed to local churches. People who need prayer come in daily. I love what I do. Romans chapter 5, verse 10 says, "For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life."
What about you, listening friend? Are you reconciled to God? Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 to 11 tell us, "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved." Turn to him now, wherever you are. There are no special words, because God sees your heart and knows your sincerity. If you need help in making this crucial decision for Christ, get in touch with Pacific Garden Mission, 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. The telephone number in Chicago, 312-492-9410. Our email address is unshackled@pgm.org. Visit our website to learn more about this ministry. www.unshackled.org. This is program number 3204. Unshackled is produced by Pacific Garden Mission to show through true stories that if your life is empty, it can be filled to overflowing. Hearing from you brightens our day, so please write soon. The address, Pacific Garden Mission, 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. You may call Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago and talk with someone who cares. 312-492-9410. Someone is waiting for your call. 312-492-9410.